Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus completing his mission by fulfilling scripture, expressing thirst, and declaring it is finished while drinking wine. On this solemn and sacred day, we gather to observe Good Friday, a time of reflection and reverence in the Christian faith. Good Friday marks the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the pivotal event that lies at the heart of Christianity. It is a day of deep contemplation as we remember the immense sacrifice made by Jesus for the redemption of humanity. As we enter into this day of remembrance, we are invited to journey with Jesus through his final moments on earth, to stand at the foot of the cross, and to witness the profound love and mercy poured out for all mankind. It is a day of humility as we acknowledge our own brokenness and sinfulness, recognizing the depth of God's love in the midst of our imperfection. Good Friday is a time to pause, to meditate on the significance of Christ's sacrifice, and to open our hearts to the transformative power of his death and resurrection. It is a day of mourning and yet also a day of hope as we anticipate the joy of Easter Sunday, when Christ triumphs over death and offers us the promise of eternal life. As we gather in prayer and reflection on this Good Friday, may we be drawn closer to the heart of Jesus. May we be filled with gratitude for his boundless love, and may we be inspired to live our lives in faithful service to him who gave everything for us. Today's Bible passage is from John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. That's John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. Let's dig in.
In today's passage, we witness a pivotal moment in Jesus' journey. It's a moment that holds tremendous significance and unveils the depth of his purpose. After everything that had happened, Jesus was aware that it was now complete. And to fulfill the scripture, he uttered the words, "I thirst." There happened to be a vessel nearby filled with common wine, so they took a sponge and soaked it in the wine. With a sprig of hyssop, they brought the sponge up to Jesus' mouth. He took a sip, and in that very moment he declared, "It is finished." But what does this phrase, "it is finished," truly mean? It's essential to grasp its meaning beyond a mere cry of defeat or helplessness. No, it's far more powerful than that. "It is finished" is a statement of accomplishment. It signifies that Jesus had completed his mission and fulfilled his purpose. Jesus wasn't just a victim caught up in uncontrollable circumstances. He was so much more. At the cross, he was intentional in fulfilling his purpose and carrying out his mission precisely as planned. It wasn't solely about fulfilling the prophecies from the Old Testament, although that was part of it. This mission went beyond that. Jesus's ultimate mission was to bring redemption and salvation to humanity. And guess what? He succeeded. He went above and beyond to ensure every step was taken and every requirement was fulfilled. So when Jesus uttered those words, "It is finished," it was a moment of triumph. It was a realization that his work was done and that he had accomplished what he came for. This declaration is a testament to his unwavering determination and the immense power of his love for us. We need to take a moment and reflect on the magnitude of what Jesus achieved through his death on the cross. It wasn't a random act of sacrifice. It was a purposeful and intentional plan of redemption orchestrated by God himself. So let's take a moment to thank God for his incredible love and grace. Let's express gratitude that he sent his only son to die on the cross for our sake. Through Jesus's glorious resurrection, we have been freed from the clutches of our enemy, and we have been granted the gift of eternal life. Jesus's declaration, "It is finished," is a powerful reminder of the completion and success of his mission. It's a reminder that his death on the cross was not in vain, but a testament to his love and desire for our salvation. Let us remember and celebrate this truth with awe and gratitude in our hearts.
Let's Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the profound moment when Jesus declared, "It is finished," we are filled with awe and gratitude for the magnitude of his sacrifice. Thank you for the intentional and purposeful mission of redemption that Jesus fulfilled on the cross. In that moment of completion, Jesus showed us the depth of his love and the extent of his grace. Help us to grasp the significance of his sacrifice and to live our lives in response to his incredible gift of salvation. May we never forget the triumph of the cross and the victory it secured for us. As we journey through this sacred time, draw us closer to the heart of Jesus and deepen our appreciation for his unwavering commitment to our salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, let us give thanks for the incredible sacrifice of Jesus and the gift of eternal life that his mission has bestowed upon us. May we carry the awareness of his triumphant declaration in our hearts and live our lives in gratitude for the profound love that led him to the cross. As we bid farewell to this day of reflection and remembrance, let us carry the message of Good Friday with us always, the message of hope, forgiveness, and unending love. May we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, seeking to love and serve others as he did. Goodbye, Good Friday, and may the blessings of this day remain with us until we gather again to celebrate the joy of Easter.